This podcast is brought to you by Radio Reverb. If you like what you hear, please support us by donating online at radioreverb.com.
The What's the Crack podcast with Anthony Martin.
Listen in live weekly on Brighton's Radio Reverb.
See whatsthecrack.co.uk and radioreverb.com for showtimes.
An Irish music show on the Dublin community radio station Dublin Digital Radio has compiled a Christmas album in aid of Pieta House. The 15-song album, A Co-Present Christmas, is made up of covers of classic Christmas songs as well as two original festive tunes and features the likes of Villagers, Maria Doyle Kennedy and Jack O'Rourke, alongside the freshest and best in new Irish talent. Dwayne Woods is the man behind the album and presenter of The Co-Present and joins me on the phone right now. Hello, Dwayne.
Hi, how are you doing, Anthony? Thanks for taking the call today.
Not at all. What gave you the idea for this album? It's a brilliant idea and it's a great track listing as well.
We did it on a Christmas album featuring Irish artists a couple of years ago, but we didn't sell it or put it out for charity. It was more just like a fun project to do kind of via the radio show, via The Co-Present. And yeah, I just got thinking about it, and I mean, Pieta House is such a worthwhile charity here in Ireland that, like, I just kind of, as soon as I mentioned Pieta House to the artist I kind of wanted involved in the album, everybody jumped at the chance to be a part of it. So I think it kind of resonated with everybody. That was the charity that we wanted to make the album for. I guess it was just, I wasn't expecting it to be such a big project. It was kind of just going to be maybe, you know, get a few bands together. We'll just do some recordings like we normally do in the radio show, and then we'll just throw it up on Bandcamp. But then we brought in sponsors and stuff from Herbert Play Studios, who said they'd mastered songs for free and stuff. So from there, it kind of escalated, and it's available now. So
perfect.
We're pretty happy with the final finished results.
And for those who don't know who Pieta House are or what they do, tell us a little bit about them.
Yeah, so Pieta House are a suicide and self-harm crisis centre here in Ireland. They kind of offer a free therapeutic approach to people who are in suicidal distress and who engage in self-harm. And Ireland has a very high suicide rate. So, it's overwhelming, really, for the services in this country. There's not a lot, like, Pieta provides a service consistently for people when they need it. You know, there's a thing that's kind of, the thing that struck me most and the thing I wanted to work with Pieta House most for was, I spoke to a GP recently in Ireland about seeking counselling personally for just some things I was going through myself, and he basically told me to do it through the health system. I would have had to wait a year.
Wow.
And I was completely appalled and shocked by that. And then I thought about Pieta House, and I thought about how they call it the crisis centre. And I thought, well, you know, if there is a waiting list for people to have to see a medical, you know, a mental health professional, like, I mean, every single person on that list then is potentially a crisis.
Mm.
And I think Pieta House offer these services. So I think, There was no other charity really that I wanted to kind of promote and raise funds and awareness for this album particularly.
It's shocking, really, you know, waiting a year, because Pieta House offer their services for free, but it is mostly funded by fundraising, like what you're doing right now, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the thing as well. I mean, they started off with just one building in Lucan here in Dublin, and has since expanded and has offices kind of around the country, but they mostly rely on, you know, the goodwill of people and fundraising, like you said there. And so the plan now is to kind of push this album as much as we can. I mean, we have some really great, it's a great mixed bag of Irish artists. You know, we have some kind of more established artists like Maria Doyle Kennedy and, you know, Villagers, say, and then sort of some other artists that I've kind of met through the radio show, like Junior Brother, you know, and a rising sort of artist. So it's great to see, you know, artists come together from sort of all different levels, I suppose.
Mm.
And it was a funny one, because I mean, being Christmas, I guess we had no idea. I had no idea like how the album would sound overall, or how it would, how the finished product would be, basically. And absolutely mind blowing. I'm not the biggest fan of Christmas music, but every single artist has really, gone above and beyond, and every single track on the album is a cracker, no pun intended, of course.
Yeah, looking at some of the songs, you got White Christmas, 2000 Miles, The Power of Love, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, so all the kind of the classic hits are there. Did you pick some of those, or were they artist choices?
No, not really. I think like the criteria I gave all the bands was just it had to be like a Christmas, classic Christmas song, a carol or a Christmas number one. So basically a Christmas theme song. So the only kind of input I had in the song choices were, say, if you know, when we settled on the who were going to be the 15 artists, maybe, you know, if somebody was already doing a song, I'd have to tell the person to pick a different song, which happened only once or twice.
Right.
And then, of course, Session Mots came through with an original kind of, it's kind of an anti-Christmas song called Oh No, It's Christmas, which kind of has a bit of a glam rock kind of Christmassy kind of Slade, Gary Glitter kind of vibe to it. But I mean, you know, Christmas isn't for everybody, and you know, it's nice that some people can relate, I guess, to, you know, that, to that particular style, I guess. So yeah, I mean, we had no idea. So there's then Junior, I Have a Tribe, also did an original song, which is kind of a spin on Stop the Cavalry, but has done his own kind of take on that. So, but apart from that, yeah, they're all pretty much classic kind of Christmas anthems or Christmas carols, I suppose.
Yeah, when did you record it then? Because I'm assuming it wasn't done in the last few weeks. It was done a few months back, was it?
It's been Christmas in my house since maybe mid-October. So our initial plan was, like, we have a radio show, me and my sound engineer Gab, called the Co-Presenter. We were going to just record the tracks for everyone. Fair play to a lot of the acts. They just went and recorded them themselves, and then we obviously connected with Herbert Play Studios. They mastered all everybody's tracks free of charge, which is fantastic. Made the album sound really lovely, and most of the acts actually recorded them themselves. I think my sound engineer from the radio show actually only recorded one track, which was the Eye of a Tribe one. So yeah, they've been recorded in various places around the country, and everybody was really on the ball. The tracks came in very quickly, and it was pretty. Then all that was left really was to kind of arrange the songs and position on the album, and yeah, let me have it out. And it's been an amazing list of people, you know, joining forces. Like, we have Atlas Language School, Herbert Play Studios, and of course Yangaroo Music, who have helped sponsor the album, and then James Darkin at Herbert Play mastered it. Roisin Blade, illustrator, did the fantastic artwork, you know. So it's been a kind of a, I put a lot of work into this myself, but it'd be remiss of me to kind of not point out that so many other people, including all of the musicians, have really, really, really put in an effort for this one. So I'm very impressed with everyone.
Absolutely. And you've got a live launch of the album this Saturday, the 9th of December in Dublin.
Yes, we do. That's the big plug this week. So I think five of the acts that are on the album are going to perform. Junior Brother, Columbia Mills, Session Mots, Tangier, I Am a Tribe. And the event will be hosted by myself and Alva Reddy, who is actually on the album as well, and she'll probably be performing her song. We may or may not have some special guests. We're still waiting to find out. But tickets are €10, and you can get them from Dice Ireland, who are kind of independent ticketing service based here in Dublin. So, yeah, it's been dropped out twice in Francis Street and Dublin 8, which was formerly called the Tivoli Backstage. And if anybody wants to find them, it's directly opposite the front doors of the Tivoli Theatre.
Perfect. And if people want to buy the album, they can buy physical copy from Saturday. They can also buy it online, though, at Bandcamp, can't they?
Yeah. So, I mean, I guess, obviously, for you guys in the UK, you'd probably it will be in selected record shops nationwide here in Ireland as of Friday. But for anybody that's not in the country, obviously, you can buy it at the co-present.bandcamp.com is the link. And, yeah, if you just log on there, it's a €10 minimum donation. And a lot of people have been very charitable and, you know, donated extra and more, whatever they have. So, like, you get a digital download. You can also kind of send it on a gift to another person from Bandcamp if you feel they might be interested. And then, physical copies of the album will be in five record shops around Ireland next week, which is Tower, Dublin, Classified Records in Dundalk, LOL at Chivago's in Galway, The Record Room in Sligo, Steamboat Records in Limerick, and Plugged Records in Cork.
The album itself is called A Co-Present Christmas.
Yeah, the show we do is called The Co-Present, and it's basically just called that because on every show we have a guest co-presenter who's usually a kind of prominent figure in the Irish music scene. So, it's just called A Co-Present Christmas. I completely understand if people call it A Co-Present Christmas. But for those listening, it's A Co-Present Christmas, like the co-presenter. So,
and it would make a great present. Dwayne, listen, great work on the album. Fantastic, fantastic, fantastic lineup.
Thanks, Anthony. Thanks a million for calling us today.
You've been listening to a Radio Reverb podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and review. And to hear more podcasts like this, check out RadioReverb.com.